So let's begin with the Mishnah on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, which is about halfway through the Amud. And again, we're trying to calculate the outer boundaries of the city, and from there we're going to count 2,000 Amah for the Tchum Shabbos. Nosnim Karpaf Le'ir Divrei Rabbi Meir. A Karpaf is 70 and 2/3 Amos, and beyond the city limits, we're going to add, says Rabbi Meir, an area of a full Karpaf, and then we're going to only count the 2,000 Amah beyond that Karpaf. Chachomim Omrim Lo Omru Karpaf. We do have some sort of Mesorah about a Karpaf, but that's only Bein Shtei Ayoros. Now, Shtei Ayoros means to what extent or under what conditions can we combine two different cities as if they're one city? And the answer is, according to the Chachamim, that if the distance between one city and the next is, let's say, a Karpaf, which is 70 and 2/3 Amos, then we're going to view the two cities as if they were one city. So that I could be all the way on the side, let's call it the western side of one city, and I'll have all the way to the eastern boundary of the second city before I begin to calculate my 2,000 Amah, because the Karpaf is less of a distance than the amount that would separate the two cities. Now, in fact, what I'm going to suggest, and we'll see if I can prove this, is that according to the Chachamim, we're going to take that number for a Karpaf, which he said is 70 and 2/3 Amah, we're going to double it, meaning we're going to allow each city to have a Karpaf such that if there's an overlap between the two cities of less than 141 and a third Amos, which is 70 and 2/3 times 2, right, so you have like two converging circles. There's a circle beyond the city limits of the city on the west. There's a circle beyond the city limits of another city, we'll call it City B, on the east. And if those two overlap, which means that each one of the circles is less than 70 and 2/3 Amah, such that the distance between the end of one city and the beginning of the other city is less than 141 and a third Amos. And that's what it says in the Mishnah, Yesh Lezu Shivim Amah Vishirayim. Again, the Shirayim here is the 2/3 of an Amah. And Lezu Shivim Amah Vishirayim. And in terms of the outer boundaries of the other city, again, we have 70 and a Mashahu. And Shirayim, I shouldn't say a Mashu, 2/3 of an Amah. So then, Ose Karpaf Eshteim Lios Echot. So we grant a Karpaf for each one of these cities, and if there's an overlap of the two Karpafs from both cities, which means that there's less of a distance than 141 and a third Amas between the two cities, then we cause that integrates the two cities into one city. So you might see a little diagram here in which you'll see City A and City B, and the distance between them is less than 141 and a third Amos, or the equivalent thereof. And then you can calculate 2,000 Amos from the end of City B towards the east and 2,000 Amos towards the end of City A on the west. And that's going to give you thousands of Amos. And again, what I mean by thousands of Amos is that by combining these two cities, you can actually walk from 2,000 Amos beyond the outer boundaries of the eastern city, which we called City B, all the way through the city, right? In other words, 2,000 Am until you get to City B, and then all the way through City B, and then you can continue to City A on the western side, and another 2,000 Am beyond the city limits of City A. And that's the din of Karpaf, according to the Chachamim. So, let's just review. According to Rabbi Meir, every city, there's only one city on the face of the earth, let's say, right? That city will get a Karpaf of 20, of 70 and 2/3 Amma beyond the city limits. And that's where we're going to start calculating the 2,000 Amma. The Chachamim also have a halach of Karpaf with regard to Tchumin, but not a guaranteed automatic Karpaf for every city, but rather, if one city is stretching its arm out, so to speak, to another nearby city, will grant it a Karpaf. Each one of the cities will get a Karpaf, so that if the two hands meet, you know, somewhere at 141 and a half Amma, then, and a third Amma, excuse me, then we're going to have one continuous city. V'chein shlosha kfarim ha-meshuloshim. Well, that's a little bit more complicated. You have a group of three villages. Im yesh bein shneim chitzonim me'avar b'v'yachas u'shlish is osem tzoyesh shlishtan lios echad. So what we're going to do is, we have three villages that are, you know, you put them on the map, one to the left, one in the middle, one to the right. And if the distance between the cities on the extremities is less than 141 and a third Amma, then the middle city, or they call it a kfar, a village, will link up the two extremities in such a way that we have now one city, as far as Tchumen is concerned, made up of these three villages, one large village of three villages. Now, in the note here, he clarifies this a little bit better, and he says that the number 141 and a third is the equivalent of Karpaf here and Karpaf there, because a Karpaf is 70 and 2/3 Amma. And now what we're saying is that if each one of these three cities, I shouldn't say each one of these three, what I meant to say is, and again he calls it villages, so I apologize, but anyway, the village on the right, we'll call it the east, and the village on the west, both of them are within proximity of the middle village, in less than a Karpaf, right? Which we said is less than 70 and 2/3 Amma. So what happens is now, the middle city becomes a link for the two extreme cities, or in this case, villages, as he calls them. The Gemara says, where is the basis of this whole halach of Karpaf that allows you to expand the tchum of a city? Amar Rava, the Amar Kra, and now we're talking about the Orei Halavim. Mikir Ha'ir V'chutza. From the wall of the city and outward. What does that mean, Chutza? That's a very ambiguous term. And we're talking about the thousands of Amos of the open area surrounding the cities of Levim, which is called Migrash. So the Torah says that the 2,000 Amos around Orei Halavim have to be divided into 1,000 and 1,000. 1,000 is called part of the ear, and the other 1,000 is called Migrash. And Migrash is an area that's not used, it's completely open. It's 1,000 Amos of open area, and it's called Migrash. Now, we said that the laws of Shabbos in general, and certainly the laws of Tchumen are derived from the encampments of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. So the Arei HaLevim become the source for dimensions of Tchumen, and Rava says, what is Nikir Ha'ir V'chutza? Amra Toratein Chutza V'achakach Midot. There's an area outside the city which is called Chutza, and we're going to tame. Tame means we'll allow that area to be considered part of the city, and from that Chutza point and onwards, we're going to measure the 2,000 Amma of Tchum. Okay, so that's what we have so far. And okay, now where do we see, this is Rabbi Meir. I'm getting the impression that this Minani Mili is addressing Rabbi Meir. I'm not 100% sure. Let's see. No, I'm saying Rava is asking Minani Mili. You know, he's deriving this halach of a karpaf that expands the city. Is he assuming, like Rabbi Meir, that every single city is automatically granted this karpaf? I don't know. I'm just inclined to think that he's going according to Rabbi Meir, but the Gemara doesn't spell that out for me. Let me just see if he has anything here. Just 1 second. Oh, Minani Mili. He says, Minai Lomdin Din Zeh Sheyesh Liten Karpaf Le'ir. Yeah, that sounds like Rabbi Meir to me. Tein Chutza. And Chutza here means a Karpaf outside the city of Yakach Medod. Okay. He has a whole discussion here in the name of the Ritva. What if there are batim, which are smuchim le'ir, and we've already expanded the bounds of the city? That's called like la'aber es ha'ir, like we spoke about, make it pregnant, to include all the area of the houses. Can we then add another 70 Amon Shirayim of a karpa beyond that house? And he writes, Im hoyu batim smuchim la ein mosifin limdod od shir karpaf min abatim vahola elamodim yisof habayis. I think what the Ritva is saying is that you can't have your cake and eat it. In other words, we're not going to give you two different methods of expanding the bounds of the city. One is the bias that's somehow outside the city, and the other is, you know, the extra karpaf that we're giving to the city. So that's what we have here. And he says, Afal pisha lo nisbayer bakos of mau shir chutza. Right, the Torah doesn't tell us what is this chutzah, how large of an area is it. The Torah is indicating that there's like a courtyard into the city. And that's an area which is like the, you know, the extended use of the city. And Chachamim are going to try to establish what is that, what are the size of that chutz, and they can come up with karpaf, which we said was 70 amma plus, because that's the size of the chatzara mishkan. So we have an analogy here between chutzah and chutzah. You have the chutz of the mishkan, and you have the chutz of the city. And in both cases, it's going to be an area of 70 and Shirai, 70 Amos and Shirai. Now, I'm curious to know where the halacha of Migrash plays a role here. There's a halacha of Migrash of 1,000 Amos around the Ariel of Vian. Not sure exactly how that relates to the idea of a Karpov. Let's go on. And now, the Chachamim Omrim, we're up to the sheet of the Chachamim. They're only going to use Karpov in order to determine whether the two cities are separate cities or they're integrated as one city. Itmar, Rav Huna Omar. And now we're trying to interpret the Chachamim. Nosnim Karpov Lezu, Karpov Lezu. Okay, that's the way we understood the Mishnah, that we're going to allow for a karpa for this city, a karpa for that, which is a distance of 141 and a third amos. And if that separates the city, we consider them as one. Anything beyond that, they're two separate cities. And Chia Barav Omar, he has a different take on the Chachamim. Karpaf Echad L'Shtehen. The Rabbanan are only allowing one karpa for both of them. That's how we initially thought the Mishnah was saying. But we have to know that Rav Huna learns that we're going to give a karpa for each city. It's Chia Barav who says that according to Chachamim, we're only going to allow one karpa for both cities. So the distance between one city and the other that allows you to integrate the two cities into one is 70 and two-thirds amma, which is one single karpa. Whereas according to Rav Huna, the Chacham allowing you 141 and a third, which is Amos, which is exactly double a Karpov. Tnan, let's go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'chachomim omrim lo omru Karpov ela ben shtei ayoros. Is tuv to the Rav Huna. This certainly supports Chiyuv Barav. The Mishnah is talking about, and that's how we initially understood it, one Karpov between the two cities. Amalcha Rav Huna, my Karpov. What does the Mishnah mean by Karpov? Toras Karpov. Now, it's the concept of a Karpov. Uli Olam Karpov Lezu, v'Karpov Lezu. Hachinami Mistabra. Now the Gemara wants to support Rav Huna. Midik Toni Seifa. It says in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Im Yeshlo Shivim Amo. Vishirayim Vilazu Shivim Amo Vishirayim Ose Karpaf L'Shteim Lios Echad. The Mishnah clearly indicates that we're going to allow for 70 and Shirayim on each side, and then we're going to integrate the two cities into one. Shma Mina, it would seem that the Mishnah is certainly supporting the view of Rav Huna. So we're going to have to see how to reconcile the language of the Mishnah with Chiyo Barav, that we only give one karpa for the two cities. Is Lema Tevi Tufta the Chiyo Barav, Omalacha Chiyo Barav. Okay. Here we're going to turn to Nunzayin on the base. Hamani Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah here is reflecting the Shita Rabbi Meir. And everybody agrees that according to Rabbi Meir, we're going to give a Karpov for each town. Each town gets a full Karpov's worth. It's only according to Chachamim that we have a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chia. Do the Chacham allow for a Karpov for each city or only one Karpov for the combined, for the two cities? So the Gemara raises the following objection to Chia Barav. E Rabbi Meir he, if when the Mishnah says, quote, Im yesh shivim ama v'shirayim lezu, v'shivim ama v'shirayim lezu, is ha tani le resha. I mean, Rabbi Meir has already formulated his opinion, his rule, that you give a karpov to the city. Nosn, quote, it says in the Mishnah, Nosn karpov li. Why would the Mishnah repeat itself to Rabbi Meir? Tzricha. We need two halachas. One halacha is that each city gets its karpov, And the other halacha is that you'll have two karpas between two cities that combine the two cities. To Imeahi, if we only had Rabbi Meir's statement that you give a karpaf to a city, so there's one city on the face of the earth, we'll give him a karpaf on the outside of the city. Hava mino chad lechadov, chad letarte. Maybe one karpaf we're going to grant to both, not only into one city, but to two cities. We're only left with one karpaf that we have to divide up between the two cities. Kamash malon. Therefore, we need the Mishnah to teach me that the letarte tre yavin and luhu, that when it comes to two cities, we're going to give them two karpavs. The yashmin and hoch, if the Mishnah had only told us that you can integrate two cities based on two karpavs, mishum d'tchika tashmitayu, and that means that if the area between the two cities is 141 and a third amos, we can consider it as one city, because if you don't give them more than 70 amos, if you'd only limit it to 70, that each city is called dochik tashmishte. You know, they can't really use the area outside the city the way they really would feel comfortable. He writes in the footnote, a city needs a certain amount of open space around the city for aesthetic reasons. Ah, he's saying it has to do with the beauty of the city. Only cities that are separated by enough open space to beautify are considered separate cities. Those that are separated by 141 and a third amos or less lack the normal look of separate cities, and they are therefore considered one. So in other words, the karpaf mikan and mikan in this hava mina is to enhance the beauty of the city. That's not the impression I got when I read the Gemara. It says the lo dechika tashmishte. However, aval hasam, in the case where there's only one city, the lo dechika tashmishte, you know, all you're doing is you're giving it. I think what the Gemara is saying is that you don't have to go beyond the city limits. And it's any, you know, any basketball courts or hockey, you know, thing that you need, any towers and theaters, whatever you need in the city, you could do within the city. It's only when you have two cities next to each other that each city needs a little bit more of a beautiful area around it. His aim alone, I would have said that we're not going to allow even one karpa for one single city. Tzricha, I don't understand how the Gemara is backtracking on what we said before about the aesthetic beauty of open space that surrounds the city. He writes, although a city requires a certain amount of open space around it for aesthetic reasons, the only time that one counts the open space as part of the city is where the karpaf area immediately adjacent to the city is the only available open area to supply this need. So in the case of a single city, we're not going to count the 70 and two-third amas outside of it as part of the city because there's plenty of open space beyond the karpaf to provide for the aesthetic needs of the city. What does he mean here? It's the open split, plenty of open space beyond the karpaf. Yeah, but so why don't you count the karpaf as part of the city? I don't follow the logic here. Although a city requires a certain amount of open space, part of the city, the karpaf area is immediately in the city, is the only available open airspace. So I guess he's saying that since we have a lot of open space, there's no other city around, you know, to steal or cut down the aesthetic beauty of this city. The city is the only city on the face of the earth. Is therefore, there's nothing special about the karpaf around the city, because even beyond the karpaf, you have open space. Therefore, it's only between two cities that these spaces are viewed as extensions of the cities they abut, because the lack of sufficient space between them designates these areas necessary for and part of these cities. So again, if you have two cities, one with the one next to the other, then you really need that Karpath, because the other city is sort of cutting into the aesthetic beauty of that open space around the city. And now the halach of Karpath takes on a whole different significance when you have two cities near each other, in which the two Karpaths, because each city needs that Karpath, are now going to be integrated into one larger city. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, V'chein shlosha kvarim ha-mishuloshim. So you have three villages that are together with the proximity of im yesh bein shneim, shneim ha-chitzonim me'a v'arba, v'arboim v'achas, amo shlish, osem toya shloshtam lios echad. So if the distance between the two outer villages is up to but not beyond 141 and a third amos, then the middle village connects the other two. Gemara says, "Time of the Ikam Tsoi." The only reason why we connect the outer cities is because we have that middle village that serves to unite them. Is Holeka Em Tsoi in the absence of the middle city? Is low, even though there's only 141 and a third amos that separates the two outer cities. Is Tut Rav Huna? That's against Rav Huna, who says that according to Chachamim in our Mishnah, if you have two cities that are separated by 141 and a third amos or less than that, they're considered as one city. Amalcha Rav Huna, Ha Itmar Allah. We learned with regard to this Mishnah, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Idi, Amar Rav Chanina. Lo Mishuloshim Mamish. We're not talking about three different villages that are actually one next to the other forming a straight line, a straight row, but rather we're talking about three villages in a triangle, and the two villages that form the base of the triangle are separated by way, way more than 141 and a third amos. Ela Roim Kol She'ilu Matilim Tzoy Beinehem V'yu Mishuloshim. We imagine that we would place a village between the two outer villages, and that would make them three in a row. The Ein Bein Zeh L'Zeh Ela Me'a V'Arboim Amo V'Yachas U'Shlish. Is then Asa Emtzoi Eshloshtam Lios Echad. So if we can view the middle village as if we would place it in the gap between the two other villages, then we could combine the village if the distance between each village and the gap is half of 141 and a third amos, 70 amos and shirayim. So if we interpret this Mishnah in that light, then we consider these two villages as connected if there's no more than 141 and a third amos between them, as Rav Huna said. But let's go on in the Mishnah. Omalei Rav Labaye Kam Yehe Ben Chitzon Le'em Tzoi. Rava asks Abaye, or Rava tells Abaye, it's a rhetorical question. He says, how much of a distance may there be between the outer one and the middle one, so that we can consider them to be one? Omalei Alpayim Amo. So Abai responded, up to 2,000 Amma. So the response of Rava, he says, Va'atu di Amrit Kavase de Rava Bre de Rava Barafuna Mistabra. You supported the view of Rava. Di Omer Yosem Elpayim Amo says that even if there's more than 2,000 Amma separating the, in the case of the round city, not the fully round, I mean the semicircle city, and we had an imaginary bowstring that goes across, and you were the one who said that if the area within the bowstring is to be considered part of the city, even if there's more than 2,000 amah that separates the bow from the imaginary bowstring. So why then is the middle village of our Mishnah connect the outer villages only if it's within 2,000 amahs of them? And Abai answers, Hachi hashta hosam ika batim, hacha leka batim. In the case of the semicircle, the bow-shaped city, you have houses along the entire bow, and they allow a resident to reach the bowstring's ends. But here, in the case of the middle and the outer villages, there are no houses connecting them. So if there's more than 2,000 amas that separate the middle village from the outer ones, then one could not travel between them on Shabbos. They're not considered as one village. V'yomer le Rav l'Abaye, and Rav responded to Abaye, kama yehei bein chitzon l'chitzon. How much of a distance is there between one outer village and the other one, for them considered to be one? Kama yehei, mein afke le mina? Kol shilu machnes emtsoi beinehem. If you were to place a middle village between them that would connect them, v'yein bein zeh l'zeh el arba, v'yarboi v'yachas u'sholosh, and as a result, there would not be left over more than 141 and a third amas between them, then the three villages are considered as one. So really, it's irrelevant, your question about how much of a distance is there between one outer village and the other outer village. The question really is, what's the distance between the outer village and this emtsoi, ke'ilu machnes emtsoi beinayim? Is Rav asked further, Afilu Arba Alpayim Amo? Are you telling me that even if the separation, the distance between the outer villages are 4,000 Amo, they're still considered as one? Amalo in. Abai says yes. Again, as long as you can connect the outer one on this side with the middle one, and then the outer one on that side with the middle one, that's fine. So Rav asks, Va Amar Afuna Ir Hasuya Kekeshes. In the Yesh Bein Shnei Roshei Pochos Mi'arbos, Alofim Amo is Modudim Lomina Yesumim Lav, Modudim Lomina Keshes. We're only able to measure the Tchum from the imaginary bowstring if there's less than 4,000 Amos between the two ends. If there's more than 2,000 Amos for them, then Modudim Lomina Keshes. We're only going to measure the Tchum from along the bow, not from the bowstring. So why must the ends of the bow be within 4,000 amos of each other, while the outer edges of the villages are not necessarily within 4,000 amos of each other? Amalei Abai answered, Hosam lekel meimar mali, hocha ikel meimar mali. And the word mali means to fill it in. So it means the following. In the case of the ear kikeshes, the bow-shaped ear, you cannot say that we'll fill in the area between the ends of the bow so that we can measure the tchum for the bowstring. But hocha ikel meimar mali, here we can say that we fill in the area between the villages so the two outer villages can be considered connected to each other through the middle village. Now at this point, the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah in the case of two cities that we can count as one if the open space separating them is less than or not doesn't exceed beyond 141 and a third amos. And now Rav Safra is going to question this halacha. Amalei Rav Safra l'Rava, Harei b'nei Akistaphon, the residents of Kistaphon, Dimashchinan lehu tchuma mehai gisa di arshadir ubnei di arshadir mashchinan le tchuma mehai gisa da kistafon. So the residents of Kistaphon, on the one hand, will draw that tchum on the far side of the city of Ardashir, whereas the residents of Ardashir would draw that tchum boundary for them from the far side of the city of Kistaphon. And the kasha is ha'ika diglas dimafsika yeser mimea v'arboim v'achas u'shlish. So there's a river called the Tigris River, and that separates them by more than 141 and a third amos. So therefore they should be considered as two separate cities, not as one city. Nafik Achvile, Rav went out and he showed Rav Safra with his hands, Hanach Atmahasa Deshura, that there are sections of the walls of the city, the Mivla, that are overlapped Diglas B'Shivim Amah V'Shirayim. They were in the Tigris within 70 plus amos of the city and of one or the other. Since these sections of wall span the river at intervals of less than 70 and two-thirds amos, they extended the city so that they emerged. And this leads us up to the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Nun Zayin on Beis, which Mr. Shem will pick up tomorrow.